My name is Jesse, and I work with small businesses in the government marketplace. You're listening to FedBiz 5, where you get informed, get connected, and get results on everything government contracting. Hello, and welcome to another episode of FedBiz 5. We have our senior government contracting advisor and honorable Armed Forces veteran, Amanda Bach. So I want to start by saying thank you for your service.
Thanks, Jesse. It's always a pleasure to be here. And I want to thank all of the veterans who are listening for their service.
So that said, you'd be the person to talk to about veteran and service-disabled veteran business set-asides. Would you please share with our veteran and disabled veterans the government benefits their businesses receive for serving the United States Armed Forces?
There are a lot of benefits for veteran and service-disabled veteran businesses that are VA-certified firms. Having that certification makes businesses eligible for set-asides and sole-source contracts. The United States federal government by law has to set aside a percentage of their annual budget to procure products, services, and or solutions that are offered by veteran and service-disabled veteran-owned businesses. However, you do have to be certified in order to be eligible for those set-asides.
Can you expand more on the government spending for veteran and service-disabled veteran business set-asides?
Certainly. Simply put, it's federally mandated that governmental agencies must, by law, set aside a percentage of their spending and their annual budget for certified veteran and service-disabled veteran small businesses.
Okay, well, then how can our veteran listeners take part in the spending?
That's a really good question, because not all veteran-owned small businesses are eligible for the set-aside spending. You have got to be federally certified to be considered for candidacy for any of those set-asides. And there are eligibility requirements for the certifications.
So what are some of the eligibility requirements for the certifications?
For both of the certifications, veteran-owned and service-disabled veteran-owned, the business must be at least, at minimum, 51% owned by one or more honorably discharged veterans. The business has the sole focus of the veteran owner. That means that they don't have another 1099 or W-2 employment. And the veteran owner must manage the day-to-day operations and make the long-term decisions.
Thank you for that information. That's very beneficial. Before we go, though, do you have any advice for our listeners?
So my advice to you would be getting a certification for any of the disadvantaged categories as soon as you're eligible for them. And with or without any or all certifications, it is essential that you're marketing your capabilities and proactively engaging with the right government buyers.
Right. And adhering to their standards as well, as far as what they expect to see and what they're going to accept.
Correct.
But thank you again. We are only a great nation because of people like you. So my heart goes out to everyone. Thank you.
I appreciate the sentiment, and I look forward to the next time that we can do this.
Take care, Amanda.
You as well.
This concludes this week's episode of FedBiz 5, where you get informed, get connected, and get results. Today's podcast is sponsored by FedBiz Access, government contracting made simple. Visit them at FedBizAccess.com or contact them at 888-299-4498.